producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
Deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What's happening, my friends? It is Valentine's Day. Grab your loved one. If not, grab a kitty cat or a doggy dog and give it some love. Or you can receive some love from them. Those who do not judge you for whatever you think you may be. We did a great Valentine's Day weekend special, in fact, on Friday, our Detoxify Friday event, which was great. Oh, man, full couple hours of broadcast healing, including our buddy, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. I urge you to go back and listen to the archives. They're now available easier than ever through our SoundCloud link. Super Don will get you plugged into that. But Super Don, are you super excited for Valentine's Day? Oh, we got a story about that. Somebody who had, what do they call that? Fart attack. You had a fart attack.
Yeah, I think when you hear this story, it'll bring back the teenager sitting in math class in you. It's quite a story. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. Now, my honey said, whatever you do, absolutely, under no circumstances, do not get me flowers. Period, end of report. Do not do the flower thing. And I don't know, you know, so I used to try to run out and find irises, roses, you know, they jack them up 100,000% at this time of the year. But what I did here is chocolate. I want chocolate. Give me some chocolate. And, of course, the organic raw, if you can, super dark chocolate is actually medicinal, and I can endorse it. I could say, yeah on the chocolate. But first, do we have to agree on yay or nay on the holiday? On the holiday? That's the question,
well,
Super Don.
Listen, I think it's no mystery to anybody who's been listening to the show for any amount of time that this is one of those holidays where I just call BS. I just, it's not that I'm a Scrooge. It's not a bah humbug thing for
okay.
me. And it's like, people don't seem to understand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand where I'm coming from. And so I thought on today's St. Valentine's Day episode of the show, I would take a little bit different tactic here and try to help people understand where I'm coming from through song.
Oh, well, that's good. We love songs.
No, I will not. Listen, let me clarify here. I am not going to sing. Okay,
oh,
I know you've been trying to do that for a while.
You've been making me sing. I should make you sing.
That's maybe one day.
Okay.
But I had to borrow actually a song from somebody else here. So I would like to make an attempt here to help people understand where I'm coming from as far as my perspective on St. Valentine's Day.
All right, let's get a historical perspective from the music.
If you Google St. Valentine's history, you're gonna find out that he's a bit of a mystery. There's debate among the who and where and why. The church says there's three St. Valentines. The stories all vary, but they all agree he was beaten and killed pretty terribly.
Oh.
Stories galore of his courageous acts, though none of them are based on historical facts.
Ow. Ouch. So St. Valentine's Day is kind of there's a mythological element to it.
It is. I mean, there's just no, I mean, you can Google it, you can look on Wikipedia, and there's all kinds of different stories. But what it comes down to is it's all based on mythology. It's all based on different people's versions of who's what, and if there was a St. Valentine and who he was. And, you know, so for me, I look at this in the same way that I look at the way that Easter has been commercialized, or even Christmas, really. But you can take Easter and Christmas and you can pinpoint it as to this is the reason why it is being celebrated. Okay.
Love the bunny.
You know, it's if you are a Christian,
yeah,
then it really is supposed to have some significance to you. But St. Valentine's Day?
Well,
I mean, it's like St. Patrick's Day. I mean, why, you know, it's like.
That's what they said about the saint. You know, that it was there's a story there somewhere. But what about our love for the economy? That's really, isn't that what Valentine's Day is all about? Love for the economics of the holiday.
Well,
$20 billion a year on roses and heart-shaped souvenirs. Sentimental ass try to tug at our heartstrings. Show her you love her with a $40,000 ring. So it goes, we'll drive to Walmart, buy a rose and a card to Hallmark. Surprise your girl.
Well, honey, you're so sweet, but is it really that sweet when there's a deadline to meet?
Right, you're guilt-tripped into spending some money that you may or may not have.
And it's so true. It's just like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. What did you get me?
A bowling ball.
Yeah, vacuum. You know.
Oh, you remember that, don't you? Here you go, honey. All right. Yeah.
So, I mean, look, it is. I mean, you've got the pressure of Valentine's Day, I think, falls squarely on the shoulders of the guy. And I think that's unfair.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people are going to do is see an R-rated Marvel Comics adventure through Fox Pictures. What is that called? The new one?
Deadpool?
Deadpool, right? That's making a killing here. No pun intended. Deadpool. But what about love all year round? How come it's just
here's
once
the
a
point.
Year?
Here's the point for me. Mm-hmm. Part three.
Yeah. You want me to play it? Okay, here we go.
Play.
Loving all year round.
I'm not trying to hate myself about this holiday. Look at me so beautiful in so many ways. Why you gotta have to wait? The singer made out on a specific day. When you can't be happy, think that I'm getting
See, yeah, even Grandma Mickey called up today. She's doing a lot better. She was recovering slowly from a cold or somebody. Somebody came and stayed with her, and she got a really nasty one. And I said, Mom, up your selenium. I said, no, that's not rude to say. And then she was out dancing again the other night, so I knew she was recovered. But she said, too, Super Don, like you, she says, what about the other 364 days of the year? Why just one day a year?
That's true. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I think really this day just comes across as being a day where the retail industry is just really loving it up and making everything about hearts and stuff. It's about spending money. But, you know, what about tomorrow?
Yeah.
What about next week? What about last week? You know, what you do the whole year.
I made some killer scrambled eggs today. Absolutely. You know, and you know what the secret is to the best scrambled eggs?
Were they heart-shaped?
No, really?
Okay.
No. They look like scrambled eggs. But the key is slow cooking, really low heat, slow cooking, and do not add the salt and spices until the eggs are done.
Yeah. And did you know, this is another little secret there, that when you're cooking eggs, you want to turn the heat off but leave them in the pan because they continue to cook after you stop cooking them.
Which I did, by the way.
There you go.
Perfect. Perfectly done. I'm telling you, I give myself, you know, like a gold star on the chef's hat for this morning.
One giant golden carrot for you.
And then the monster carrot. You saw the carrot.
I did see the carrot.
Thing was, this carrot, you could use it as a defensive weapon. It was so big. And it was, and my wife says it wasn't mealy or anything. Like sometimes if you grow a carrot too big, no, this was a good one. And I've got more to come. I've just been like, and it started growing so big, I noticed the top of it. It had gotten a sunburn because the little top turned a little purpley. And my son asked about that. I was like, well, that's the point where the sun was hitting it every day, but everything else is orange and beautiful. You'll see it. Go look at the picture. Maybe we can put it into the show notes. We should probably put that carrot. That was a loving carrot. Valentine's Day carrot. Anyway.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, leave that one alone. Please leave that one alone.
All right. So thank you for indulging me there.
No, that was good indulgence. That was a funny, song about it, and you know, very pointed and good things that it was bringing up, And I said, where's the love all year round? And listen, that's the theme. Every Detox of Friday is about vitamin L with the Daryl Wolf, Doctor, the Doc of Detox. He's awesome. By the way, there's also today is the last day to get 20% off the Valentine's Day week special from Paul Bertero, the Echo Water System that we love so much too, the molecular hydrogen. So if you go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, that'll give you the contact information and get you plugged in there. Also, as I mentioned on Friday, there's this shower head that I got from the Doc of Detox. He's got these special things that alter the water's energy, and it's just, you know, you got to experience that. 90 days you can try it, and that's how cool he is about that. But great stuff. We love bringing the vitamin L in all of its forms, including water, which carries a lot of good stuff. But chocolate, organic chocolate, yes, it's true. It is medicinal. People joke about that. There's an article here on Natural News saying wine and chocolate's why Valentine's Day is actually the healthiest holiday. Theoretically, if you do it right. But if you're going for the, you know, super rich dark chocolate that doesn't have synthetics like vanillin, artificial vanilla, right, or any trans fats, cocoa solids and milk solids from genetically engineered cows, for instance. I mean, it's a matter of quality. It always is a matter of quality. And you hear this now, even the old standbys of the chocolate factories of the world, didn't you say it was Hershey's that bought Dagobah a couple of weeks ago? We were talking about that.
Yep.
They're recognizing that people don't want the same garbage. And, you know, you have these fast food companies, restaurants now trying to duplicate in a little or smaller ways what Chipotle has done. You know, you talk about vitamin L. Vitamin L comes through the food as long as the food hasn't been intoxicated and poisoned. And then that vitamin L has to work really hard to overcompensate for things that are damaging the cells that you claim to love by putting things in that do not love it, that tend to destroy it. And this is the kind of thing I've said over the years that I'm all for prayer, I'm all for love, but if you think you can transform genetically engineered food with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all of that every meal, every day, you're going to be spending 24/7 in prayer just to counteract it at that level. It's one thing to once in a while go, oh, gee, you know, I'm SOL, I have no access, right? Okay, you can work through that. But if it's an everyday occurrence, an every meal occurrence, irresponsibility is an understatement at that point. Once you become aware of this, ignorance is no excuse. You've got to clean up what goes into your body. At the very least, compensate with coffee.
Works for me.
All right. Up the butt.
No.
I got you. I tricked you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Super Don fell for it. Woohoo. I've made my day. Go ahead.
Only
make
on
my
Valentine's
day.
Day.
I've done it. I've done it. I've accomplished the impossible. I got him to embrace a coffee enema.
No, you tricked me.
I did totally trick you. Hey, listen, have a Coke and a what? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I grew up on Coca-Cola. We're going to talk about what they want you to use with Coca-Cola to make it work better. This is a stunning story, if there ever was one, related to stomach medicines.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have any Valentine's Day questions or comments, call us live on the air, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Here on Natural News, well, we got the Natural News Links for Talk Network, of course. We have our syndicator home, which is GCN. And, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts through Epic Times, and UK Health Radio as well. And, of course, now through SoundCloud. So we got a lot of options for you. Listen and spread the news, the broadcast healing that occurs here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We have the monster carrot that I grew in my garden. And it's up in the show notes, too, if you want to check it out at robertscottbell.com. It's intimidating, I will admit. But it's nutritious. It's nutritious.
All right.
All right. So have a Coke and a – what was it? What was – enter the word. Have a Coke and a what? What was that classic
– smile.
Yeah, have a Coke and a smile. Yes. Remember that? By the way
– Now it's have a Coke and a
– lung cancer drug.
Tarceva. Yes.
Yeah. This is an amazing story. Could a lung cancer drug work better with Coke? This is a serious question. This is on healthfinder.gov.
I thought this was a joke when I saw this headline.
Right.
I was just like, what?
Listen, we got a problem here with our lung cancer drug. It's not being absorbed. Why not? Well, it turns out that most of our lung cancer patients are on proton pump inhibiting drugs, like Nexium and Prevacid. Wait a second. Shouldn't we just stop right there and go, wait a second, we're stopping stomach acid production and all these people have cancer? But they won't stop there. They don't even think to stop and go, wait, that's a problem. No. What we got to do is figure out how to acidify their stomach. How about stopping the drugs? No. We got something better. It's called Coca-Cola. And the best stuff ever is Coca-Cola Classic because it's more acidic than any other soft drink. And we can lower the pH level of your stomach so you'll absorb our lung cancer drug, Tarceva. This is a joke. This should be an Onion article, but they're serious. Because all of these people are on stomach acid blocking drugs, they can't absorb the lung cancer medicine. But there's no question, no stopping to think that maybe it's because they've been on these drugs that they actually have cancer. Could it be related to their digestive system failures, dysfunctions, lack of absorption? You know, the minerals can't get in. You got no stomach acid. You can't break down certain things. And I've said this for how many years, Super Don? You can bypass the stomach. You can alter the stomach. You can stop the stomach from working by taking drugs. And eventually you'll have malabsorption and deficiency diseases, the deficiency syndrome, one of which is the most devastating, which it doesn't need to be, called cancer. And they're just validating everything I've been broadcasting here for all of these years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But no. Just go back to Robert's childhood when he was drinking Coca-Cola all the time. Right? You can take the paint off your car with Coca-Cola. You can also guarantee that you can absorb a toxic cancer medicine because you don't have any stomach acid. Why? Because you listened to your doctor and you got on a drug that stopped it. Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me, Super Don.
It makes me wonder if now we're going to see Coca-Cola might get into some kind of trouble here because Coca-Cola could now be considered a drug, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, what is it doing? It's counteracting Nexium. So what will we call it? Nexium? I mean, at this point, you're just like, okay, we got the antidote for Nexium. It's Coca-Cola.
Dude, what a great opportunity for Coca-Cola now to get in bed with, you know, all these cancer groups and charities and stuff like that because they are helping people with cancer now, right?
Right.
They can now say, see, all right, we told you all along, mm-hmm. you know, Coca-Cola, you know, we're great. You know, it's more nutritious than water.
Yeah.
And not only that, we are helping heal cancer.
It's more acidic than orange juice, 7-Up, and
that's
Dr.
Right.
Pepper. I can't. Acidic drinks. Of course, what does cancer love? An acidic environment. You know, the dunderhead doctors at this point, that they're still utilizing this chemo and then actually going to embrace, well, you know, let's have our patients drink some Coca-Cola. Well, why do they need it? Well, because we put them on a drug to stop stomach acid production. Why? Well, because they were having gastroesophageal reflux disease. Why? Well, honestly, it's because they weren't producing enough stomach acid. So why are you putting them on drugs to stop it? Well, it makes them happier. They say they feel better.
This study brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Yeah. You don't bring me flowers. Just stop it. Stop with the drugs, docs. Come on. Get with it. Use the intelligence God may have granted you instead of that degree to give people Coca-Cola to absorb their cancer medicine that was caused by the fact that you gave them a drug prior to that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every unit. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only
$115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of vitamin L to you, my friends. Thank you for being here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This actually kicks off our broadcast week. Those of you listening on our radio affiliates through GCN, you know 2 hours additional, another 5 days of the week, Monday through Friday as well. Go to robertscottbell.com, link it all up, the notes are up, and you can see what we're talking about, where we've been, where we're going, including a little bit of sad news today. Last night, I think they reported the death of Antonin Scalia. Justice of the Supreme Court, one of the, I would say, closest to a constructionist in terms of original meaning of the Constitution that was probably left on this court. And he was 79, and immediately supered on, as you might imagine, in new media, they're claiming, well, I don't know who exactly, claiming that he was assassinated. I'm like, you know what, 79,
And I think he was a little bit overweight. I don't know if he lived a sedentary lifestyle. But it's hard for me to immediately leap to the conclusion that he was taken out at this point. I have no supporting evidence to say that except to say, my goodness, this guy has done some good overall on Supreme Court. Now it does throw a lot of stuff politically into the equation in the final year of the Obama administration.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're going to see these types of theories and stuff come out pretty much anytime anybody dies that's in the public eye. I don't see any reason to think that that is what happened. I think really our focus should be on what is the fallout from this. I mean, what are the what are we going to be seeing moving forward here, especially in a campaign season? You know, this is going to throw the balance off in the Supreme Court. There were a number of cases that are coming up to be argued, and some that actually have been argued now. And the way I understand it is now that he's passed, that it basically they have to throw out his argument, his vote.
Yeah, if they doesn't have, he wasn't allowed to vote. It's null. So yeah,
right.
You're right. It's going to throw some things into a bit of a quandary, but. I will just say this, with or without Scalia, this country is close to toast based on the fact that all three branches of government have, by and large, abdicated their constitutional responsibility to do what they are constitutionally required to do, according to the enumerated powers, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, we started going into that. And, you know, of course, the legislative branch has just kind of gone, well, whatever the president says, he can write an executive order on it. That's been going on for a long time, long before there was an Obama. And, you know, the check on some of that power, of the presidential power, was equally divided into the judiciary, the judicial branch, and legislative branch. And you know, none of these branches have been operating very constitutionally for a long time. Now, could this bring up more argument in this regard to look at these issues? I think that would be a good thing. Not that I would think Obama, the constitutional scholar that he is not, would put anybody's name up that, you know, I would probably be in favor of going, yeah, that was a good guy. Unless, I would be happy to put up a draft Judge Andrew Napolitano for the Supreme Court any day of the week. That guy would have 100% my support, just as I'm thinking out loud right now. In terms of someone who really cares about the Constitution first and then weighs everything based on that, that's just something you don't hear or see much anymore. It's about, oh, what the public winds are going, you know, what we think is right in our hearts. It's like, no, based on what the Constitution says. You want to change the Constitution, that's one thing. But we don't have that. We have this judicial activism, if you will, that has happened at the Supreme Court level for a long time. So... I don't know. It's just a mess.
Well, something we'll want to keep an eye on because obviously somebody's got to fill that seat. So
yeah.
We will hear about this in the debates, I'm sure, coming up.
Well, yeah, and the Senate, who would have to ratify any nomination that Obama puts forward in the last year. It's, right now, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Republicans control the Senate, do they not?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yep. So they could, if they wanted to, block any confirmation of the nominations until a new president is selected. Notice I said not elected,
which basically,
but selected.
If I understand it correctly, then is going to throw everything out as far as cases being argued because they've got an open seat.
Yeah, but they could still argue it, but they might end up 4-4 decisions.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
And then
yeah,
you got... Judicial gridlock is like, you know what? Gridlock, as far as I'm concerned, is a good thing because there's less things that could screw up and you know, violate your right to life, liberty, or property like they already do in so many ways. So I don't think it's a disaster. I mean, I'm sad to see Scalia's passed on, but no one gets out of this place, at least with their physical bodies alive. That's another story. We had a comment of the day I want to get to in a little while for those of you who are doing a lot of athletics. I was out yesterday. Hitting the heavy bag, the speed bag, and it was a good day for me to recover. First day off in a while. I got a little rest, got a lot of exercise, and rode the bike too.
Do you use workout music when you do that?
Sometimes, yes. Let me think. Yesterday, what was I jamming to yesterday? I had something playing. I don't even remember what it was. Just something inane, probably with a good beat. Okay. Why are you laughing? Why are you
I was
laughing?
Just curious. Okay. What is your favorite workout song?
You know what? I don't know. Honestly, I remember, listen, let me go back to my athletic years in college when I was swimming. You know, and you'd put on your Walkman with the cassette player before we had digital stuff.
You can't swim with a Walkman on, can you?
No. But it would psych you up into.
I see.
I'm just saying, one of my favorite songs back then was One Vision by Queen. Oh. Although I wanted it to play a little bit faster. But that one just got me focused. One Vision, right? You're thinking about what you got to do. So that's just one thing. If you ask me, that just comes to mind.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have a workout
little
song?
Little trivia there. Kind of interjected there. All right.
Do you have a workout song?
I'd have to work out.
Yeah, I had a feeling. What was that song? I work out. No, there was that one, right? What was that one? I'm sexy and I know it. Is that the one?
That's right. Yes, yeah. I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, let's see. Let's go to Trump. No pun, no connection to the I'm sexy and I know it part that I'm aware of. But Trump is being hammered in the debates. But I have to say, what he is saying, it's a lot of the stuff Rand Paul was saying, but Rand Paul couldn't gain any traction. And I think it's worth spending a little bit of time here when we talk about political healing, that, you know, whether you like Donald Trump or not. Oh, I was listening to, my wife says I was listening to Bob Marley yesterday. That's right. Yeah, I was listening. I was working out to Bob Marley.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. I had to crank it up through the house through the Bose system, so it wasn't, I know why, it wasn't actually in the garage where I was partly working out. I put one of the speakers at the window. It was such a nice day with the windows open. That's why.
Interesting. I would have never guessed it would be Bob Marley, because, you have that stereotype of, you know, it's got to be something heavier, harder, with a beat. Bob Marley, that's almost like relaxation music, though.
Yeah, but I can relax and work out at the same time, and it's okay. It's not like I have a real good rhythmic dance, even though I can box. doesn't matter that much.
All
right. So so they were interviewing Trump on the weekend shows, and it got to the topic of Middle East issues and ISIS and Russia and Putin. And I think it's worth giving a listen to where Trump is at on this, and it might change the way you feel about him. It might.
Should we commit U.S. ground troops?
Well, you know, Syria is a whole different thing. And you look at what's happening. I view ISIS as very important. And I love the fact that Russia is hitting ISIS. And as far as I'm concerned, they've got to continue to hit ISIS.
But you know what Russia is doing
in
Syria. Russia is hitting,
hitting
the groups that we're backing.
Sure. And why are we backing the group? We don't even know who those people are.
Dude, they're trying to push back on Trump. And now he's like, yeah, right. But why are we backing those groups? We don't know who the hell they are. And if you want to go through further, you know, you want economics. Trump knows economics. Who are we giving billions of dollars to?
I speak to generals. They're saying we're giving billions of dollars of equipment to people we have no. Here we go again. We're giving all of this money and all of this equipment to people we have no idea who they are. They're probably worse than Assad. I mean, Assad's no baby. He's not good. But who are the people that we're backing?
And then Charlie Rose is desperately trying to get in there, I think, at that point. Go, but. And then they're going to get him because they're going to bust him. And they're going to say, isn't Obama doing that? Don't you agree with Obama now?
Here we go
again
with Libya.
That's President Obama's argument.
Yeah.
Well,
we
I think
don't
that's
know
good.
Who the weapons would fall into, whose hands.
We have no idea. Well, why is he doing that? I mean, he's giving him a lot of weaponry.
So he goes, that's good. That's Obama's argument. But what the hell is he doing giving billions of dollars of equipment to these people? We don't know who the hell they are. And they end up using it against us.
Isn't it funny how Charlie Rose keeps jumping in trying to do the gotcha moment with Trump, and Trump just keeps passing right on by?
He keeps putting it right on by. He keeps putting it right on by. Keep going, Trump.
You say you have a good relationship with Putin, or would have a good relationship?
I think I would have a very good relationship, but who knows?
So could you convince Putin to get Assad to step aside?
Well, they've been trying to do that. Could I? I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. I think, frankly, let's say you get rid of Assad or you knock out that government. Who's going to take over? The people that we're backing, and then you're going to have, like, Libya?
You know what? You can call Trump a blowhard. And whether these are his own ideas or if he's got a damn good foreign policy advisor now, it's like he's channeling Rand Paul at the moment. I'm just a little bit surprised, I guess. Maybe there's another side to Trump that the media doesn't want you to know about. They're trying to gotcha him on this. But why not remove Gaddafi, right?
Isn't that what Hillary Clinton did and Obama wanted and all of that?
You take Gaddafi. Oh, we have to get rid of Gaddafi. Look what happened after we got rid of Gaddafi. Look what happened after we got rid of Gaddafi.
Gaddafi was a mistake.
It was just, yeah, it was a total mistake. I mean, Benghazi. Benghazi was the least. Look at what's going on over there. It's a mess. Nobody knows anything about anything.
And then, you know, in the debate, he's not holding back on Jeb Bush and his brother George over the fiasco that was Iraq. You know, and he's just calling it like he is. What a horrible mistake it was.
You look at Saddam Hussein. We get rid of Saddam Hussein. The terrorists, it's the Harvard.
So getting rid of Gaddafi and getting rid of Saddam Hussein were both mistakes.
Had we not done anything, had our politicians gone to the beach and enjoyed the sun, we would be in a lot better position than we are right now.
Dude, these are strong points, right?
Huh?
Yeah, these are very strong points.
Rose like, oh, well, so you're saying it's a mistake.
Yeah, and finally, Saddam Hussein in Iraq, the power vacuum.
Saddam Hussein, no good guy, but Saddam Hussein killed terrorists. Now Iraq is the Harvard of terror. You want to become a terrorist, go to Iraq. They'll teach you how, okay? Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. But, you know, one other thing he did, he blocked Iran. I mean, once you knocked out that section, all of us, and I said it in 2003, 2004, I was against the war. I said, you're going to have total... The Middle East is going to be a mess. They used to fight forever. They couldn't move. They go 10 feet one way, 10 feet the other. Now you have a total destabilization in the Middle East.
What does that say about the Republican Party when Donald Trump is speaking the most sense on foreign policy? I want you to think about that, right? Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Your Valentine's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the vitamin L flows freely. I'd say 365 days of the year, but we have to take out one day out of how many weeks? 52 weeks. So that would be 300 and what would that be? 52, 65 minus 52, which would be what, 12? 312 days a week?
I don't know.
All right. You know, we're math majors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
365, carry the 7.
Super Don, can you blast out that link to the 10th Amendment Center? Because Mike Mahari interviewed me last week when I was at the Kuchara Inn for the Right to Try conference. And I did a little interview with him, and I think it's worthwhile to listen to the coverage that we gave, the concept of the Right to Try, although, as I said, I would expand the right to try not when you're facing death's door to save your life, but at any point from zero to whatever that number may be that you're here. If you truly believe that you are sovereign in the eyes of God and the government has no right to prohibit you from trying anything you can to keep yourself healthy or to restore your health. So blast that out if you don't mind. Thanks to our folks, friends at the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden. Happy birthday. I think it's coming up or just happened real soon. I'll be celebrating almost a half century this time next week at the Vitality Bistro, if anybody wants to come by for a live broadcast. And then we'll eat some organic
raw. Almost a half century?
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
Almost. I can't. I don't want to actually acknowledge it when it really happens, but the almost,
so
that's
you're,
cool.
You're not over the hill yet, but you're
thank
almost
you for saying
there.
That. Almost okay. There. So, yeah, vitalitybistro.com. Check it out. We'll be there next week.
You know, that
week,
reminds me. That what? Reminds me. I saw this thing on the internet where you put in your birth date, and it tells you how old you are, and it goes through and it talks about all the things that have happened in history during your lifetime. And it's really, maybe we can talk about this next hour, but it's really cool, and it really makes you feel old. So I'll have to send that to you so you can try it.
Okay, cool. I had a comment of the day coming through Liberty that I don't know if I even talked about this on the air, but the other day from track practice, my son texts me, "Hey, what's this ingredient?" You know, I forget what chemical name it was. I'm like, you know, I don't know, but it doesn't sound good. "Oh, well, it's in Gatorade." I'm like, well, yeah, that's why we don't drink Gatorade, kid.
And I said, by the way, there is a Gatorade, if you will, that's organic. I forget the
organic,
name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, I can't remember, my wife will tell me, but it's something else. But anyway, Liberty comes back and says, hey, I heard you mention the other day about Gatorade being electrolyte, but you don't use it because it's unhealthy. Well, I created the perfect homemade Gatorade recipe completely by accident. At least it tastes just like it to me, and it's got some good stuff in it. Here's the recipe. So, Liberty, here's your recipe. I'm going to say it. It's in the show notes, in fact. Thank you, Liberty. It's 18 to 20 ounces of purified water without the PFOAs or lead or anything, right? That's what she says. If you're running it through the molecular hydrogen machine, that's the Echo 7, Echo 9, whatever you got, that's great. But any purified water, of course. Half a lime, very independent on the size of the lime. Juice it. Half a teaspoon of Himalayan salt, right? Or the Celtic sea salt, either one. Now people can stop spending their money on toxic Gatorade. Liberty. Liberty, great job. Thank you for sharing that. That's an easy recipe.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you like it more tasting lemony, then you can use a lemon instead of a lime. And you can put those electrolytes back in if that's the way you want to do it. And if you want to sweeten it up, you could use a little stevia. That's okay, too. But to have a chemical concoction like Gatorade, just not necessary. It's just not necessary. So, all right, sleep cycles. We got about a minute before we got to take a break here. We'll head into the second hour. Scientific proven consequences of hitting the snooze button.
Oh, geez, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. So if you sleep in and you try to get up and then you're like, oh, I'm hitting the snooze button again. It says that it disrupts the what do they call it, circadian rhythm, right?
Yeah.
You end up going back into a lighter sleep. You're not really going to get a benefit.
It's fragmenting what little extra sleep you're getting. And I'm bad at this.
I think
my alarm goes off four or five times before I get up.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's interesting, too, because I remember being on the Jerry Doyle show talking to Jerry about this, why some days he'll wake up, even though he had a lot of sleep relative to what he was used to. And I said, you're waking up within the wrong cycle, in a part of the sleep cycle where you should be deep in there and you're getting knocked out of it, and so you don't feel that full-on recovery. That's why they're saying, in this case, don't just go back in for a light one. It's not going to really benefit you. Anyway, go ahead. Links are up in the show notes. You can check that out. Tell me what you think. Next hour, a lot more healing, a little bit about flowers on Valentine's Day, why you don't want to bring any. Mickey D's, they're the only ones that can ruin a kale salad, and some cannabis updates you definitely want to plug into after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World Whey. WHEY.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.